today we're going to do the sugya of Ksus Laila being pater from Tzitzis. This comes up really on Daf Mem Gimel, where the Gemara discusses the idea of Tzitzis being Mitzvah Shazman Grama, and we're going to talk about a little more about a Mitzvah Shazman Grama probably next week. I keep saying later in the summer, there's 1 week left, but probably next week we'll talk about Mitzvah Shazman Grama and the general chiv of Nashim Mitzvah Shazman Grama. Maybe you seem to enjoy when we gave a more general shir as opposed to focus specifically on tzitzis, so maybe we'll do that at some point. But right now, let's focus on the role of tzitzis in terms of Mitzvah Shazman Grama. And the primary sugya is, as we said before, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara tells us that that according to Rabbi Shimon, that Nashim are not chayiv in tzitzis. My time with Rabbi Shimon, why does Rabbi Shimon say women are apart from tzitzis? Detanya Reisam Oso Prat Luxus Laila. Reisam Oso means you have to see it. So that tells me that Ksus Laila is Prat from Tzitzis because you don't see at night. At night it's dark. Satam Prat Luxus Laila, we know Prat Luxus Suma. Well, wait a second. It's Prat Luxus Laila. Blind people don't see either. Maybe it's just telling me that blind people are Prat from Tzitzis. How do you know it's telling me that at night you're Prat from Tzitzis? So Kshomer Shetchasaba Riksus Suma Amor. Well, we already have another pasuk that tells us that Asumas Chayiv and Tzitzis Mela. We say that this pasuk is teaching me that Ksus Laila is Pater. Now, leaving out all of the rest of the details, going back and forth, Suma Laila. Urisim also tells me Ksus Laila is Pater from Tzitzis. The most fundamental question in this sugya is, what is the definition of Ksus Laila? Oh, no, it's not an extra. Sorry. What is the definition of Ksus Laila? What's the definition of what's Pat from Tzitzis? What exactly is Pat from Tzitzis at night? So this is a three-way Machlokas Rishonim. We have the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, the opinion of the Rambam, and the opinion of the Ran. Rabbeinu Tam's Shita is shared by the Rush, and it's Kordon Shulchan Aruch has the Shita Sarash as well. And again, as we started before, as I mentioned before, it's always fun to find out how you can have three opinions on something that seems to have only two possibilities. So let's start with Rabbeinu Tam. I'm going to do a lot more outside today because I'm going to have to cut shir a little bit short today. So we'll try to move a little more quickly and not read as much inside. The sheet of Rabbeinu Tam is that a ksus yom is chayiv even at night, and a ksus laila is pater even by yom, which means to say that any daytime clothing, remember, they didn't have a special baguette designated just for tzitzis. They put tzitzis on their begadim, on their regular clothing. So any four-cornered garment that they would wear as regular daytime clothing, their business suit, their whatever it is, anything they would wear during the day, such a baguette is chayiv in tzitzis, even if they happen to be wearing it at night. And a slayla, their pajamas, even if their pajamas have four corners on it, they're pater, even if they're having a pajama day in camp and they're wearing pajamas all day long, still, it's pater. It doesn't depend on the time of day, it depends on the type of clothing. That is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. So now let's think through the nafkaminas according to Rabbeinu Tam. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you wear your daytime clothing at night, do you make a bracha on the tzitzis? Yes. Can you have shatness in that tzitzis? Yes, 100%. There would be no problem with it. Good. That would be very clear according to Rabbeinu Tam. If you have nighttime clothing, can you have shatness in tzitzis on nighttime clothing? No. Whenever you're wearing it, even if you're wearing it during the daytime, because it's not a mitzvah of tzitzis at all. That would seem to be the simple way of understanding the Rabbeinu Tam. Now, the problem is that Rabbeinu Tam is also Soser himself, because and it's noted in the parentheses in the Tosfos on where am I? I'm on the wrong daf. If you look at the bottom Tosfos in the parentheses on the bottom line, he says Rabbeinu Tam Soser Pirusha Shalamala. That Rabbeinu Tam says something different than what he said previously. Rabbeinu Tam also goes on to say that Beged Yom is Pata Belayla. That even if it's daytime clothing, you're not chayiv in tzitzis at night if it's daytime clothing. However, Rabbeinu Tam holds, in the second version of Rabbeinu Tam, in this version of Rabbeinu Tam where he says daytime clothing is pater even at is pater at night, even though it's daytime clothing, it's pater at night. So it would follow, you would think, if you hold that there's no chayiv of tzitzis on your business suit at night, it would follow that can you have shatness in your business suit at night? No, that will be asur. But that Rabbeinu Tam holds that there's no isur of shatness. So how does that work? How can the second version of Rabbeinu Tam hold that there's no Isser of Shatness if there's no mitzvah of tzitzis? The whole idea of why you're allowed to have Shatness in your tzitzis is based on what principle? Asei dochalos asei. But you don't have an asei. There's no asei to be dochalos asei. There's no mitzvah at all. So that's a problem with the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Now, leaving aside Rabbeinu Tam, the Rambam is the second Shita. Now, let's look at the way the Rambam's quoted first, and then we'll look at what the Rambam himself says. Look in the Torah. I have the Torah, right? It's on the second side of the page. The Torah in Simin Yudches. Laila Lavzman, Sitzasi, Yeshom, Kol Mashalov, Jalila Pata. I said I'm not going to read inside, right? But still, we got to see how the Torah quotes it. Laila is not the Zman Sitzis. Yeshom, Kol Mashalovish, Belaila Patera, Afilu Miyuchad Leom. That even a daytime clothing, once it hits night, you're part from tzitzis, meaning it does not depend on your clothing, it depends on the time of day that we're talking about. If it's during the daytime, you're chayiv in tzitzis. If it's during the nighttime, you're patur. Umash shalovish biyom chayiv, afilu miyuchad alayla. V'chein kasav Rambam. And that's what the Rambam says. Good? And the Rambam says, mutter lilvos tzitzis b'layla. One is allowed to wear tzitzis at night.
Where's the Rambam?
What? Oh, so we'll have to see. But you cannot say a bracha on tzitzis at night. You're allowed to do it, you're allowed to wear it, but you cannot say a bracha. Why? Because nighttime is not this man tzitzis. So there is no chiv tzitzis at night. It all depends on time of day. So what do we have so far? The first Rabbeinu Tam, the first version of Rabbeinu Tam, it all depends on the type of clothing. The Rambam, it all depends on time of day, not the type of clothing. Second Rabbeinu Tam, a big giant tzarech ian on the second Rabbeinu Tam. Looking for somebody? No. Second Rabbeinu Tam is a big tzaruch iyun. Why is second Rabbeinu Tam a big tzaruch iyun? Because second Rabbeinu Tam tells us that it depends on the time of day, and yet he still says that there is no isur shatness at night. Good. That is so. Those are the shittos we have so far. Where is this Rambam? So take a look at the Rambam. Do you have the Rambam? Yeah, we have the Rambam. The Rambam we got to see inside. Take a look at the Rambam. Perikim alalacha zayin. Ksus shel pishtan, ein matilin ba tchelas. If you have a linen garment, you don't put tchelas in it. Alosin alavin bilvad shel chutei pishtan. Only use white strings and make sure those white strings are pishtan. Make sure they're not tzemer, because you can't make shatness. Lo mipnei shatzitzis nidchus mipnei shatness. It's not because you're not allowed to have shatness in your tzitzis. You are allowed to have shatness in your tzitzis after all. Asei dochelos asei. It's a gezeira that you might take your beged that has shatness and you might wear it at night. And that's not okay. Why not? If I have a daytime beged and I make it with shatness, I'm not allowed to wear it at night. Lila's loves man tzitzis. So this is the Rambam very clearly holding that it all depends on what? The time or the beged? The time of day, right? The Rambam is saying, if you wear that beged at night, that's going to be a problem. Same beged! Sounds like. Shemi yischase ba! You might take that beged and wear it, Belila. Yeah?
Why does he say that it's a gezeira that you may have, let's say, wool strings?
That was a later gzeira after we, right, that the Gemara made, that's beyond the regular din d'oraisa. Yeah, it was a later gzeira. V'nimtza over aloseh bizman she'ein sham mitzvah saseh. And it turns out you're violating aloseh and there is no mitzvah saseh, so you don't have aseh doch aloseh saseh. That was the reason for the gzeira. The reason why we don't make any tzitzis with shatness is because we're afraid you might come to wear those tzitzis at night, and that happens all the time, obviously. A person's wearing tzitzis, and he happens to not change out of his clothing the second it becomes dark. You happen to be up after it's dark outside. Now you're wearing tzitzis, it has shatness, and you're not getting any mitzvah. So the Rambam says it's a legitimate concern, and it all depends on time of day. Let's read weiter in the Rambam. Halacha ches. Mutar la'adam lilvosh tzitzis b'layla, bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. One is allowed to wear tzitzis at night, both during the week and on Shabbos. One is allowed to wear tzitzis at night. Why wouldn't I be allowed to wear tzitzis at night? So, Pashat reading would be shatness. That's why I wouldn't be allowed to. But But then what's the Rambam telling me? Don't worry about it. It's fine. You're allowed to wear tzitzit at night anyway. Don't worry about the fact that it's shatnas. It's okay. Rambam, you're the guy that just told me a line ago, a halacha ago, that the whole reason I can't put any shatnas in my tzitzit is because I might wear that beged at night. Now you're telling me that, yeah, it's okay. You can wear your beged at night and don't worry about shatnas. Not an issue. Mutal olam ulam suz v'layla. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. Both on a weekday and on Shabbos. As long as you don't make a bracha. Why can't you make a bracha? Because you're not getting a kiyum mitzvah. But you don't have to worry about shatnas. So what's going on with the Rambam? So the Beis Yosef records over here, Machlokas, between himself and the Ma'ari Abuhav, in terms of how to understand the Shitas HaRambam. Again, the Rambam says Ksus Yom is Pater at night from Tzitzis, because it all depends on time of day. Here's what we're really trying to figure out according to the Rambam. The Rambam maintains, even in the second halacha, that you're not getting the mitzvah at night. It all depends on time of day. You don't get the mitzvah at night. But what did he add in that second halacha? Yeah, you're not getting the mitzvah, but you know what else you're not getting? An aveira of shatnas. So the real steer in the Rambam is not whether it depends on day or depends on the clothing. No, it clearly depends on time of day. That's clear in the Rambam. The question is, does the Isser shatnas come back at night? Meaning, what was the second version of Rabbeinu Tam? Second version of Rabbeinu Tam was that it all depends on time of day. But even if you're wearing tzitzis at night, there's no problem with shatnas. So what the question really boils down to is, does the Rambam hold like Rabbeinu Tam number 2? Again, Rabbeinu Tam number 1 says it all depends on the garment you're wearing. It all depends on the beged. Period. It all depends on the beged. Rabbeinu Tam number 2 says, no, it depends on the time of day. But I have a chiddush that even though at night you have no mitzvah, don't worry if it's shatnas. It's okay, you can have shatnas. Even though there's no mitzvah, it's okay if it's shatnas. The Rambam says, it all depends on time of day. The question is the Rambam worried about shatnas at night? Halacha Zayin he is, and Halacha Ches he seems not to be worried about shatnas at night. So what's going on with the Rambam? So Beis Yosef quotes two deos over here. Beis Yosef quotes the Ma'ari Abuhav that the Rambam holds like the Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore even though Ksus Yom Belaila is pata from tzitzis, but you're allowed to wear shatnas belayla. For whatever reason, Rabbeinu Tam holds you're allowed to. It's not a problem. You're allowed to wear. What is the svar for Rabbeinu Tam? Why is it that if nighttime is not the zman tzitzis, I'm allowed to wear shatnas belayla? A din avotra. That once you say that tzitzis are a beged that shatnas doesn't apply to, the issur of shatnas goes away for this beged. It's not that so long as the mitzvah is here, the mitzvah is being docha the issur of shatnas. As soon as it's possible to do a mitzvah with this beged, you now no longer have to think about shatnas when it comes to this beged. Quite a chiddush, but that's hashtus what the Rabbeinu Tam holds. Now, where does Maria Buav get that the Rambam agrees to Rabbeinu Tam? So it's this halacha mutar lilbush tzitzis b'layla halacha ches. Why does the Rambam have to tell me what's the chiddush that you're allowed to wear tzitzis at night? It must be that he's talking about tzitzis that has shatnas. And the Rambam says, yes, even though you're not getting the mitzvah, you cannot make a bracha, but it's okay to have shatnas. And therefore, Rambam is perfectly like Rabbeinu Tam. Beis Yosef says, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Doesn't say it exactly like that, but he says that's absurd. Why is that wrong? Because you have to read the Rambam and Halacha Zayin as well. And the Rambam and Halacha Zayin says that Ksus Shel Pishtan Ein Matilim Ba Tcheles Shemi Yischasa Ba Belayla. Well, the Rambam sounds like he's talking about a daytime garment, and the Rambam still says you cannot make shatnas out of it because you'll end up wearing it at night and you'll be in violation of the Issur Shatnas.
Oh, you're talking about a night garment.
Because of a gezeira that you might wear it at night? Doesn't sound like talking about a night garment. And why would, right? So it doesn't sound like talking about a night garment. We'll get to it, though. We'll get to it. It might be. Good. I'm just trying to... Don't want you to run ahead. So therefore, the Beis Yosef says that when the Rambam says mutu lilbosh tzitzis belayla, he doesn't mean tzitzis rashatnis. He means regular tzitzis. What was Maria Abuav's kasha? What's the chiddush? You're allowed to wear tzitzis. Of course, you're allowed to wear tzitzis at night. Why wouldn't I be allowed to wear tzitzis at night? So Maria Abuav said, "Oh, he must be talking about shatnis tzitzis." Beis Yosef says, "No, he's not talking about shatnis tzitzis. So what's he telling me that I'm allowed to wear tzitzis at night? Of course, I'm allowed to wear tzitzis at night." Oh. So says Beis Yosef, the chiddush is that it's not baltosif. That you might have thought that you gotta be careful. You gotta have your Maizmanim app on your phone, and you gotta have it set to an alarm that as soon as nighttime comes, pull your tzitzis off, because you're gonna be in violation of baltosif. Comes along the Rambam and he says, mutter, not shotness, but tzitzis. It's not baltosif. You're allowed to wear your tzitzis at night. It's not baltosif. Of course, if that's what you're going to say is shot in the Rambam, you then have to address why isn't it baltosif? Particularly the Rambam, who holds that wearing tefillin belayla is baltosif. Okay, so that's going to be a problem. Why you would be mechalik between tzitzis and tefillin? Why would tefillin be baltosif and not tzitzis? I think there's a simple svara. You need tefillin you wear bedafka for the mitzvah. Tzitzis is your clothing. So as long as it's something, it's baltosif because it's not evident that you're trying to do the mitzvah. The fact that you have clothing on, so what? You're going to untie all the strings. That's not expected of a person. So if it's not evident that you're trying to do the mitzvah, baltosif may only be violated when you have kavanah lahosif, when you're trying to add to the mitzvah. You're trying to add more time. But it's so clear that you're just wearing clothing. When you're wearing tefillin, why else would you wear tefillin other than doing the mitzvah?
What about
a cat? So it turned out, according to the Rambam, that bishmaneinu, we should have a problem, right? Because nowadays, who else would wear tzitzis if not for the mitzvah? So the chor, it should be a violation of baltosif, if the Beis Yosef's understanding of the Rambam is correct. Now, Beis Yosef has his bomb kasha, the Maria Buav. Right, Maria Buav said, no, the Rambam holds that it's mutter wear shatnis at night. So Beis Yosef says, what are you talking about? The Rambam himself says, don't put shatnis in your tzitzis because you might wear it at night. Does that sound like a man who holds that it's mutter to wear shatnis in your tzitzis at night? Clearly not. So comes along the Bach, he says, I got the Maria Buav. I could defend Maria Buav. It's important to know, where's the Bach? Where do you find the commentary of the Bach? The other side of the Beis Yosef. In the tour, right? Yeah, the Beis Yosef one side, the Bach on the other side. So the Bach says, look at the Lashon of the Rambam. You have the Lashon of the Rambam. Ksus shel pishton ein matilin ba tcheles. Don't put your wool tcheles in a pishton garment. Why doesn't the Rambam say, ksus shel tzemer ein matilin ba chutei pishton? I'll say it again. Why doesn't the Rambam say Ksus shel tzemer ein matilin b'chute pishtan? Wouldn't that also make shatnis? That should be asur also, right? Shatnis can happen in both directions. So the truth is, it's a klatz kasha. Of course, the Rambam says it this way. Why does the Rambam say it this way? Of course.
Didn't we say yesterday,
a few
days ago, that
the most
tzemer and a little bit of pishtan?
No, I don't think so.
Ago.
Yeah, I don't know. But there's a clear reason why the Rambam doesn't give an example of a tzemer garment.
Yeah, because during the day, like, you wear more of
a... That's what the Bach's going to say, but there's a more of...
Tcheles
has to be wool. And if tcheles has to be wool, the most common case of shatnas and tzitzis is when you have a pishtan garment and you're trying to put tcheles in it. So that's why the Rambam gives that example. And you know why? Because the Gemara gives that example. Because that's what the Gemara was worried about. That's what the Gemara was being gozer against. But, says the Bach, no. For whatever reason he gave the example is precise. This halacha, says the Bach, that you're not allowed to put wool strings in a linen garment is only true of wool strings in a linen garment. You are allowed to put linen strings in a wool garment. What? You're allowed to put linen strings in a wool garment? Why would you be allowed to put linen strings in a wool garment? Says the Bach. One can make a distinction between a beged semer and a beged pishtan. the gzeira of ksus laila may have only been made. The gzeira that you might come to use it at night may only be on the type of beggar that's normal to make pajamas out of. Wool pajamas must be extraordinarily uncomfortable. I would imagine that people do not make wool pajamas that often. Linen pajamas? Maybe. So he says, when you're dealing with a beggar tsemer, where it's not the derech, no one would ever use it at night, then it's mutter to put chutei pishtan in a beggar tsemer. It's mutter to make shatnas. Even though you might come to wear it at night, but since the isra of shatnas is hutar biyom, so it's mutter legamri. And even if you do wear it at night, it's not a violation of the isra of shatnas. Like the Maria Buav said. And that's how the Ram writes in Halacha Ches, that it's mutter to wear tzitz at night. What's he talking about mutter to wear tzitz at night? Don't worry about the fact that you have a wool garment with pishtan strings. That's okay at night. But if you have a beged pishtan, where it's most likely pajamas, and then you're going to violate the yisur of shatnis, because if we allow you to put shatnis in your pishtan begadim, that's the equivalent of saying, go ahead and make all your pajamas shatnis. That's going to be a problem. So the hutra is only going to start if you're starting with a beged, that's a daytime beged. But if you're starting with a nighttime beged, or a beged that typically would be a nighttime beged, so then we're going to be concerned that all your pajamas are going to have shatnas. Again, Rabbeinu Tam was of the opinion that everything depends on time of day. It doesn't depend on your clothing. Rambam holds it all depends on what? On the type of clothing, not the time of day. Right? Rambam holds that, I'm sorry, the other way around. Rabbeinu Tam holds it depends on the clothing. Rambam holds it depends on the time of day. But, says the Bach, that maybe when the Rambam says that you're not allowed to put shatnas in your tzitzis, a gezeira that you might come to wear it at night, we're only going to have that concern when there's no hutra. When it didn't automatically become mutter. Meaning, that Rambam really holds like Rabbeinu Tam number two. That it depends on time, but at night there's no isra of shatnas. Why is there no isra of shatnas at night? Because once it's hutra for that beged to have shatnas, you're allowed to wear that beged at night also. But if you're dealing with pajamas, so pajamas are always worn at night. So you don't have the hutra. You don't have that first stage where it became mutter. And therefore, you can't have the spillover that it's always mutter. You don't have the hutra. So says the Bach, the Rambam was very precise. If you have a beged of tzemer, make it shatnas all you want. That's mutter, total hutra. Then you can wear it at night also. But if you have a beged of pishtan, then what? If you have a beged of pishtan, says the Bach, then you cannot make it shatnas because pishtan is pajamas. And therefore there's no hutra to begin with. It's a nighttime beged, you always wear it at night, and it all depends on time, and nighttime is a bad time, you can't do it. So then it's no good.
Yeah, but can you just say you want to wear linen during the day?
But that's the gzeira. Meaning in a chinami, on a daraisa level, you want to wear linen during the day, it's fine and it would be fine. That's why there's a gzeira mitrabanan. Since linen is generally a nighttime material, it's a nighttime fabric. So mele, it's
like
a problem.
How can you define one thing as a daytime, like beged? Like linen's probably like just like if it's hot outside, then you wear linen. So how can you say that?
Okay, that's what the Bach's assuming. That semer is a daytime beged, pishtan is a nighttime beged. The pishtan is too often a nighttime beged. So essentially, we've had 2.5 shitos, right? Because we have Rabbeinu Tam number one, which is very clearly against the simple understanding of the Rambam. But then we have Rabbeinu Tam number two, which might be going like one of the understandings of the Rambam.
Could that also be the explanation of how
Rabbeinu Tam
was talking about
Rabbeinu Tam? Yeah, that would fit. That would fit for the Bach. Now there's a third shita. What's the third shita? Third shita is the shita of the Ran. The Ran is in Kiddushin Yudalim and Beis B'dapei Arif, but it's commenting on the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Gimelam and Beis. Why do I mention that? What's so critical about Kiddushin Daf Lamed Gimel and Beis? That's where the Gemara tells us the very world famous rule that women are pturos from mitzvah shazman grama. Nashim pturos from mitzvah shazman grama. That's Kiddushin Lamed Gimel and Beis. So the Ran writes, Uksus yom belayla, daytime clothing at night, is pater from tzitzis, like the Rambam. Daytime clothing is pater from tzitzis at night because it all depends on time. If it's nighttime, take off your tzitzis, it's fine. Right? Like the Rambam. But then he says, if you have pajamas that have four corners, and you want to wear it during the day, it's pajama day in camp, and you want to wear your four-cornered pajamas, now what would you think he would say? You would think he would say that it's chayiv in tzitzis. Because if he held that you're pater from tzitzis at night, regardless of what kind of clothing you're wearing, it's all depends on time. So you would assume during the day, regardless of what kind of clothing you're wearing, it'd be chayiv, says the Ran pater. You pater during the day. So what does the Ran hold? That in order to be chayiv in tzitzis, you need alamailas. You need two factors in your favor. It needs to be uksus yom, and it needs to be daytime. Only if it's both daytime clothing and it happens to be daytime, then you're chayiv in tzitzis. Why? Let's remember all this is a pasuk. It's two words in a pasuk that everyone's trying to translate over here. What is Risa Maso, right? We have a pasuk that says you have to see it. So everyone's trying to translate what Risa Maso means. So Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, translates the simple Rabbeinu Tam, the first Rabbeinu Tam translates, well, and the Rush, let's call it the Shittas Rush, translates Risa Maso means the kind of clothing you would normally see. Good. Kind of clothing I would normally see, whether I actually see it or not. That's Rabbeinu Tam in the Rush. The Rambam will say Risa Maso means, no, you actually have to see it. It's got to be light outside. What's the Ran hold? What does the words mean? Does Risa Maso, if the words Risa Maso means you actually have to see it, so that's all I should need, that it should be light outside. If Risa Maso means the kind of clothing I normally would see, so all I should need is that it be daytime clothing. How can you say you need both? I don't know if it made it into the packets. Yeah, it did. Source number three, Chazanish. One little line in the Chazanish. You blink, you miss it. Chazanish is very hard to read, generally. Rav Shechter, I ever tell you the story of Rav Shechter and the Chazanish? One of Rabbi Yaakov Haber from, not the one that was in Muncie, the one from YU, told me that that he was working on Rav Shechter's notes on something years ago, and he noticed Rav Shechter kept on quoting Chazanishes and Taharas. And it was like such a strange thing. Why? Like it was like brachos. His notes on brachos. And he was quoting Chazanishes and Taharas left and right. So he went over to him. He said, like, what's the fascination with the Chazanishes and Taharas? So Rav Shechter said, when I was a little boy growing up in Philadelphia, he said that his father, that there was a guy in the community who had grown up with the Chazanish as a child in Europe. And the guy in the community in Philadelphia where he grew up didn't know how to learn. But he got sick once, and he remembered his childhood friend as a big gadol. So he sent him a letter to Eretz Yisrael saying, I'm sick, you remember, I'm your old childhood friend. Daven for me. And the Chazanish wrote him back a bracha, and he sent him a copy of a sefer. Here's my new sefer and taharas. So it's about a bus in Philadelphia. You're going to do with the Chazanish and taharas. He didn't know which way to hold it. So what do you do when you have a sefer? You bring it to the rabbi. So he brought it to the rabbi's house. Rav Shechter's father was the rabbi. Rav Nel Shechter was the rabbi there. So we brought it to the rabbi, and Rav Shechter said, my father was such an old-style rabbi. We had a Shas and a Shulchan Aruch. We didn't really have so many different Svarim. He knew Shas and Shulchan Aruch, and that's how he passed into all the Talachas, and that's how we, you know, Tanakh and Shas and Shulchan Aruch. We didn't have much else in the house. So he said, so when I was bored, you know, that's all we had really to do, was to read Chazanish and Taros. So he says, my Girsa Diyankasa. It's, you know, for when a person, things you learn when you're young. You remember very well. So he said, my Girsa Diyankasa is Chazanish and Taros. So I was able to, so that's why I'm always quoting the Chazanish and Taros. I think he moved out of Philadelphia when he was 13. So the Chazanish writes, Kivan de Patra Torah Laila, Mimela Ksus HaMiuchedes Laila, Have a Kimuchedes L'Tashmish Kli. Again, Kivan de Patra Torah Laila, since the Torah says that nighttime is pater, meaning it depends on time. Mimela ksus hamyuchedes lelaila. What does that mean?
It's holy for night. For
your pajamas have your kimyuchedes letashmish kli. I'll add two words. Velo lebeged. It's as if Your pajamas are not clothing. Clothing is chayiv in tzitzis. What's the taich? What's the definition of the word clothing? That which you wear in the day. Once the Torah tells me that only during the daytime you're chayiv in tzitzis, the definition of clothing becomes that which you wear during the day. That which is worn during the night, even if it happens to be daytime right now. It's not that it's not a time that's chayiv, it's not a time that's chayiv in tzitzis, but this beged is not a beged. It's like putting tzitzis on your forks and knives. It's a kli. It loses its status as a beged. Mind-blowing chazanish. That's how the chazanish understands the rabbi. Otherwise, you have a very hard time. Urisimoso, does it really mean both things? That the word urisimoso means that you have to actually see it and it has to be the kind of thing you normally see? Chazanish says, no. Urisimoso means that it has to be a time of day, that you have to actually see it. It has to be a time of day when you would see. It has to be light outside. But once the Torah tells me that, mimela, any beged that I don't normally wear during that time of day is not a beged. It becomes like a fork, a knife, a plate. And you wouldn't put tzitzis on that. Even if you have a four-cornered plate. That's chazanish.
What about shatnas at night?
What about shatnas at night? So you have, again, that machlokas. Oh, I mean, what would the Ran say about shatnas at night? Well, l'chora. Why? I mean, l'chora, I'm pashas it would be asur, but if Rabbi Natan could say that it's mutter, and the Rambam could say that it's mutter.
No, but if it's not a beged, you have the whole beged thing, and it's not even a beged at all at night, then maybe shabbos.
No, a nighttime beged is not a beged. But let's say your daytime beged at night when you're putter from tzitzis.
Yeah. I thought you said you can take a nighttime beged
for shabbos. Oh, no, a nighttime beged for sure is an issur shabbos. Yeah. What about your daytime beged if you wear it at night when you're putter from tzitzis? So then it's debatable. He might hold like Rabbi Natan number two, or he might hold like Maria Bov's understanding of the Rambam.
We say that would be like a Sheva Al-Fasa. Between people who say that it's an Isser, you're only over an Isser Sheva Al-Fasa, not people not saying, because you're just being Mamshich, you're the Vishas.
And therefore, in Nafkamina for Kavra Brios. Okay, maybe. Could very well be. The other tricky part is, what does Rashi hold? Why is that tricky? Because look at some Rashis. Oh, you don't. Darn, it's in my version of the Marmakamos. I'll read you a short one. Rashi in Zvachim Yudches Amud Beis. Zakt Rashi. Talis ha'asuya luksus laila p'tura min atzitzis. Again, talis ha'asuya luksus laila p'tura min atzitzis. Totally dependent on the beged. Right? Any talis that's made for night. If it's made for night, put from tzitzis. Good? That's Rashi Mesech Zvachim. What about Rashi over here? What does he say? No, you have the Rashi? Right? Laila is lav zman tzitzis. Totally dependent on the zman. So it's Pshan Rashi. Does Rashi hold it's time dependent, or does Rashi hold it's beged dependent? So if you only know Rabbi Natan and Rambam, you have serious problems with Rashi. But maybe once you have the Ran, you don't have such serious problems with Rashi. Why? Because Rashi might hold both. The Ran holds both. Why can't Rashi hold both?
Can't you say that there's two aspects to it, whether or not you're chayav or not towards this at night, and whether or not it's like a hutra versus tikuya thing of shatnas?
Yeah.
So, like, there's two issues specifically, not just whether or not you have towards this at night. There's, I mean, if you say that it's hutra, can't you say that at night? Then
there's no shatnas at night. There wouldn't be an issur shatnas at night either.
But you still might have to wear tzitzis if you say that.
No, then you wouldn't need hutra. Then it's just mutter. The other issue we'll just mention. It's all tali and reisamosa. Right? So let's assume you hold like the Rambam, the Ran, not like Rush and Rabbeinu Tam. Again, let's assume that it doesn't depend on the type of clothing. It actually depends on when you can see. So what time is that? When would Chiv Tzitzis begin? So would it start when you can practically actually see? Or would it start with the halachic definition of day? meaning we keep talking about b'yom, b'layla. Does it really depend on being yom, layla? Or does it depend on when can I see it? Is Urisem referring to like b'shachav kumecha, which is not about when I wake up and I go to sleep, it's about the time that people wake up and go to sleep? So Urisem is the time of, you know, where people generally see, which is the time frame called day? Or is it, no, it's a din in Re'ia. It's not a din in day. It doesn't say Yom. It says Urisem.
Times are different now.
Okay, well, this is definitely not about going to sleep. This is just a question about whether it's day or seeing. So the Rambam, in that Rambam that you have right in front of you, Halacha Zayin, Shechovas Hatzitzis, second to last line, Bayom v'lo b'layla. The din of tzitzis is b'yom and not b'layla. Shnei Marisim also. Then he adds b'shas re'ia. What does that sound like?
He uses both. He says yom, and then he says
so,
yom.
Right. First he says yom v'lo b'layla, then he says shas
re'ia.
So what do you think it is? It's the time or when you can actually see it? Oh, so you think it's Ria. I would have read it as, I could hear it both ways. I would have read it as, B'yom, it's a din in Yom. How do I know? Because Urisim also doesn't mean when you see it, it means Shas Ria. The time frame that people generally see, which is daytime. Many Achronim read it the other way. I would have read, what the Chakir is it when you could actually see it? Or is it when?
No, based on the Rambam's words.
Oh, that I would have read that it's biyom v'lo b'layla. It's halachic day. Shneimar risim also, because the pasuk says risim also, and we darshan that. That doesn't mean you actually have to see it. It means b'shas re'ia. That it's only b'shas re'ia. It's only at a time that people generally see, which is daytime. The Rama in Simin Yurches Siv Gimel writes alos hashachar. Alos hashachar generally you can't really see yet. But, you know what happens at Alos HaShachar? It becomes halachic day. Mitzvah Sayom you could do. You're allowed to do Mitzvah Sayom. So you can't see anything yet, but Mitzvah Sayom already started applying. The Rama is based on a Rashi, probably, in Daf Mem Gimelim base. And then the Bali Yitr is the third sheet where he says, there's a L'chadchil and a B'dievet. That B'dievet from Alos HaShachar, L'chadchil, Mishayakir. Mishayakir would be the time that you could actually see. Ah, where does he say it?
He says that's where the bracha, that's where you're high in bracha.
Where are we in halach ches? Mutalon Lewis says, B'lai Lebe Mechal Memshal B'Shein Uzman U'Vash Yivarech Me'em Esai Yivarech Al Zizb Shachar Mishayakir B'in Tchela Shabbat Lovin Shabbat. The case I'm Varech Al. He says that about the bracha. So either that means that I'm wrong, and the Rambam holds that it all depends on when you can actually see, and that your diuk was right, my diuk was wrong. Or maybe it means the Rambam holds that he's mesupak, and therefore the chiyuv would already begin. You have to be machmir on the suffix daraisa of when you have to put tzitzis. You'd be machmir already bayom from alos shachar. But to say a bracha, suffix brachos lahakel, you can wait till it's vada yom to say a bracha. Yeah, Mishayakir is for sure. It's past. It's later. Yeah. Now, what about at the end of the day? What about the part of Bein Hashmashos is when it's still light outside? So again, L'chor, it's the same machlokas. If it depends on light, so then you say a bracha. If it depends on whether it's daytime or not, Bein Hashmashos is suffik, and then therefore you don't say a bracha. There's also a fascinating discussion. Truma Sedeshin has a tshuva, which is very surprising. The halacha is, there's machlokas tanoim, what the earliest time to daven Maariv is. Anyone know this machlokas tanoim? If you got one daf into Shas. So, is the earliest time to daven Maariv? Plag, Rabbi Yehuda, or Shkia? Let's say. Shkia, Tzeis, whatever. So, plag, you know what plag is? It's very light outside of plag. Let's say you already daven Maariv. Does that cut you off now from being able to make a bracha on tzitzis? Because you made it Maariv! Or you make an early Shabbos. Does that stop you from the ability to put on tzitzis to say a bracha? You made early Shabbos and you realize, uh-oh, I forgot to wear tzitzis today.
Is it the Marshal Taz Machlokes?
Oh, so the first thing you want to say is, there's got to be totally the Machlokes Marshal and Taz. What's the famous Machlokes Marshal and Taz? When you're Mosif, Mechol Ala Kodesh. When you add to Shabbos, you make Shabbos early. What are you doing? Are you just, is it really still Friday, you're just being Noeg Isser Malacha? Or is it actually really Shabbos? But one could argue, and Rav Zhalti points out in Mishnas Yavetz, that even if it's actually really Shabbos, you know what it's not? It's not night. It may be Shabbos, but it's not Laila. So any din that's totally in Shabbos may be good. But any din that's totally in Laila, it's hard to say that it's Laila. Sfirasa Omer is one of the examples. Nida is another example of women didn't do Avsektara. A lot of very good. So you would expect the Trumas Tadashim would say, no brainer. You make Shabbos early. Can you make a bracha on Tzitzis? I would say, Vada, yes. Because if making Shabbos early just means that I'm starting to be no egg in this or malacha, but it doesn't mean that it's really Shabbos, then of course I'm allowed to put on Tzitzis. And if it's all about re'isimo, so when I can actually see it, like it still sees, so of course I'm allowed to make bracha on tzitzis. And even if it's not about seeing it, it's about whether it's day or night. And when I make Shabbos early, it's actually becoming Shabbos. Yeah, it's becoming Shabbos, but you know what it's not becoming?
Night.
So I should still be able to say the bracha. Do you have the Truma Sedesh in your thing? No. It's the last one in my packet. Says the Truma Sedesh, and with this we'll close. Misha, he's in Oshagag v'lo birech talis o tefillin b'yom arachar tefillis arvis. Not on a Friday night, regular night. Guy daven marv already and realized he didn't make a bracha on his tzitzis. Im yanichem b'lo bracha o b'bracha o legamri lo. Three possibilities. Don't put him on without a bracha, put him on with a bracha. What do you say? Says the Truma Sedesh. They say the Truma Sedesh wasn't an actual Shaila Tshuva Sefer, like he asked himself his questions. Hecha da adayin hu yom nira de eno mevarich klav. When it's still daytime, still don't make a bracha lo atzitzit lo atfilin. Afal pisha adayin yom. Even though it's still daytime. Once you davened marv. Marv is the cutoff. Vitzitzit lecha kvedim misadiv lo bracha misadiv afilu laila gemura. And tzitzit doesn't matter, you can put it on at night, just don't say a bracha. Tefillin, where you're not allowed to put it on at night, don't put it on at night at all. But what's he saying? That tzitzis, and Truma Sedesh is quoted by the Ramah. The Ramah, you should know, Truma Sedesh is a very important sefer. It's quoted by the Ramah on like every other page in Shulchan Aruch. So Truma Sedesh says, once you daven marv, that's the cutoff for tzitzis. I don't really have a great hesber for that. It's hard to say that it's a laila just because you daven marv, and it's impossible to say that you can't see just because you davened marv. So I don't really have a good hesber for that Truma Sedesh, but somehow it's possible.
I don't know what we do about it.
So that Ramah, that same Ramah, talks about what to do about Yom Kippur. You don't put it on without a bracha, you put it on before night. Right? That's what the Ramah says. For some reason I don't have the Ramah, my mom comes. I think Yud Ches Gimel. Take a look. Okay, we'll do a little parsha. Put my notes somewhere.